This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hootie, I wanted to learn a tysis with you before we start. This is... it's hard to call this... I don't love the name of what we do now. Musa say that we learn Torah. We learn sugyas that are relevant to our lives. It's a Torah Seder. And I wanted to talk. A guy asked me, we're just following up Mincha as is the Derech. We either daven Mincha before or Mincha after. And the Bacher asked about Tashlum and about a makeup. I want this Chever to be knowledgeable, to know about things. I happen to love the Tashlum. I love the Sugya of Tashlumen. I love that there's such a thing of makeup. Anywhere in the Torah where it says you're not out, you're out, you missed, you're out. This world's a full of is a world full of Tashlumen. The whole the ganze Welt's about Tashlumen. Hashem, it's so fascinating. It doesn't say Hashem accepts tshuva. He's right sebeshuva. Hashem, what is the word right sebeshuva? Let's get an R. Rots means to run, but rotse means to want. Desires. I have a question. It says about Hashem.
Rebbe, once somebody does teshuva, it's like they never did the actual.
Yeah, yeah. It says, Baruch atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, haraitzeh, who desires repentance. What does it mean Hashem desires repentance? Doesn't he desire that we don't sin? Teshuva is a b'di'evid. How could you say he desires teshuva? He desires we don't sin. It's talking about after sin, Avrami? It says Hashem, we define Hashem, but blessed are you, God, haraitzeh b'shuva, who wants repentance. But what the obvious point of our lives is we're all works in progress. We're human, and to err is human, and the process of... So I happen to like the sugya of Tashlumen. There's something called Tashlumen. So a bacher asked me right now, before Musar, the halacha, I just want to say that if a guy misses shachris... after Chatzais, he can't daven. Maybe till Chatzais could be kadaven after Zman Tefillah. After Chatzais, he can't daven. So he davens two minchas. He missed Shachris. It was an Aynes. It was a Shoigeg. It wasn't, it happens. And he misses. So he davens two minchas. The rule is the first mincha's mincha, and then the second one is Shachris. It's interesting. The makeup is second. There's Li'ikuvah. That's the halacha. It's ikuva. The first one, just to know, I don't like ignorance. The first one is mincha. And the rule is, that's the halacha. You have to daven. If you daven the wrong one, there are cases it matters a lot. You have to daven a mincha first, and the second one is the makeup.
What if someone has no idea?
And if what?
I was thinking, okay, I'm going to daven shach, and then I'm going to daven mincha. Now what do I do?
That's yeah, what about that? Again? What about that mindset?
So the question now is, your first one wasn't good because you can't daven shachris now. So your second one was a mincha, and then you daven again.
Does it automatically switch? Do you have to have it in mind?
You have to daven. Yeah, you have to have in mind. The first one is dach mincha. The first, what should a guy do? He had the wrong thing. Revezi Paskin. I have to look it up. What's the halacha? Revezi Paskin. Let's say he had it wrong.
I'm saying it's to me. I know about Yalviyavi.
I'm going to talk Yalviyavi.
I know, but no. So could there be other implications? It's very difficult to meet.
So if a guy,
you said 19 brachas, and not one of them you messed up.
So Revezi says
that
you got it
in your brain because it's like, how could that be?
So Revezi's saying there
doesn't.
Out, yeah, 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 yeah.
But what I'm saying, if I can't, you see, the sugya is yalav yalav. If the sugya is what I thought, so say that, Rav.
Yeah. Understood. Lemaisa, the rule is just to know the first one is mincha. The first one is the davening of now. Always in the makeup. You forget shachris, Mincha first, the second is the makeup. You forget Mincha, Ma'ariv first, the second is the makeup. You forget Ma'ariv, Shacharis, the second one is the makeup. Now you do always the two davenings of then. L'mashal, if a guy missed Mincha, Erev Shabbos, so on Shabbos he's davening two davenings, he davens twice the Shabbos davening. First one is the Ma'ariv, the second one is the makeup for Mincha, but you daven the davening of then. So when you daven Ma'ariv, you do two Shabbos, let's say Friday afternoon, the guy missed Mincha. So now it's Ma'ariv, so he davens two Shabbos Ma'arivs, the first one was Ma'ariv, the second one's the makeup, but the makeup's a Shabbos davening, it's Shabbos now.
So Rabbi, what is
it? Now the question's like this, Yehuda. I want to learn a tais, guys, one of the hardest tais in Shas, but I want the guys to think. Turn on your thinking caps, Avila.
You just said that.
I need you to think now. The Chevra has to think a little. I want the guys to, you know this tais, Hudi? You know this tais? I want you to know this tais. Ben Taira Chavav Amid Beis and Brachas. Very famous tais. I'd like to learn this tais, and I'd like to put our thinking caps on.
Like a sulam chill, Rav. I like.
What happens, Chevra? On Rosh Chodesh, a guy forgets Yalav Yavai by Shacharis or Mincha. By Ma'ariv, the rule is you do not repeat over. By Shacharis or Mincha, you forget Yalav Yavai. What's the halacha? You gotta repeat Shemon Esrei. So listen to this case, Chevra. Says Taisus Chavav Medeis and Brachos. Amazing Taisus. Kasav Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda writes, Im tov lehisker reshchaydish b'mincha. A guy forgets mincha yalav yavai, says taisvis layispalaloi b'layla. Don't daven two ma'arivs. It's now ma'ariv and he messed up mincha. He daven, but he forgot yalav yavai. Shucks. So now ma'ariv, you should daven twice. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, you shouldn't. Why? Dilama yispal al oid. Why your second ma'ariv is not going to have yalav yavai anyway? Because now it's not Rosh Chodesh. Hari kvar yispal al shel mincha la yispal oid. But like dilama yispal al kvar yispal al culture yas mincha. But yom besides Rosh Chodesh, you're not saying anyway. Im kainin marviach klum. You're not gaining anything im yachsav yispal mitz Rosh Chodesh. Hai la yaskar to yis Rosh Chodesh. Viyudches kvar yispal al. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, if you missed Mincha Yalav Yavai, so now the night is no longer Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to do two Ma'arivs? What are you gaining? I already did Shemot Esrei. The Teretz is I missed Yalav Yavai, but I'm not repeating Yalav Yavai anyway. And the Yud Ches I said, so Mahir Viach, Im Kein Ein Mar Viach Klum. You haven't gained anything if you daven again. You're not saying Rosh Chodesh anyway. And the Yud Ches already davened. He says it's not similar to forgot Mincha b'Shabbos. You daven two Ma'arivs b'chol, because there you didn't daven at all. So you get a Yud Ches when you daven the second one. So he says if a guy missed Shabbos Mincha. So you daven Ma'ariv two weekday davenings. At least he got two Yud Cheses in. Now, even though Shabbos is only Zayin Brachos, he daven Yud Ches. B'Seidi says, really on Shabbos, you're allowed to do Yud Ches, only Tircha de Tzibura. So B'Seidi, you have two Ma'arivs, he got in a Shemot Esrei. But if you missed Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, Ma'ariv is no longer Rosh Chodesh. So what's it going to help to do makeup? You're not saying Yalav Yavai anyway.
Did you miss Mincha?
I love Aaron's face.
Wait.
Aaron's smile, which is looking perplexed. Aaron's like, the perplexion, he's so right.
Yeah, well, now
Reuven Yoyne asked the Kasha, come on.
Rabbi, it doesn't...
Reuven Yoyne, what do you ask? So let's go, I'm going to repeat again. A guy misses Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh. It's one day Rosh Chodesh, he davens a varm, a beautiful Shemot Esrei. Except one problem, he forgot Yalav Yavai. Forgot Yalav Yavai. So now he's not Yaitse Shemot Esrei. What's your first name?
Yosef.
Yosef, you hear this guy's problem, he forgot Yalav Yavai.
So
now, is he Yaitse Shemot Esrei? He has to daven again. That's the halacha. So now he didn't daven. He realized after by Ma'ariv, he said, Somebody says to me, Agudin Chodesh, right before Mayrv. Agudin Chodesh, I daven mincha without Yalvi Yavin. So now he needs two Mayrvs. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, don't daven two Mayrvs. Because Mayrv is no longer Rosh Chodesh. So you're not gaining anything because now you're not saying Yalvi Yavin.
Yotze, when you don't daven Yalvi Yavin, isn't that you're not Yotze?
Good. I'm happy you're upset. So now we have Aaron and Reuben Yain upset. I'm proud of you. Are Shloime and Maish upset also? All four, so Freck, Aaron, Smilowitz, Freck, Ruben, Yoyne, Freck, Shlomo, Feltman, Freck, Maish, what is Rabbeinu Yehuda talking about?
What do you want to do instead?
If you missed Mincha, Rosh Chodesh, you missed Yalvi, obviously you weren't Yaitse. So what's he saying? What do I gain? I gained the Shemon Esrei. It's true, I didn't say Yalvi, Yavi, but I wasn't Yaitse Shemon Esrei. By the time the night came, it's not Rosh Chodesh, now I'm Yaitse. I need to be Yaitse. So what's Rabbeinu Yehuda talking about? To dvar pelu ma marviach. The halacha is on Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav Yava, you gotta daven again.
That means I'm not
Yotze. No, it
doesn't.
Because now it's not what it means.
This is a chiddush that you are Yotze.
Why am I daven?
If you weren't Yotze, you would need to say two Shemoneh
Esrei. I was Yotze, so why am I davening again?
If you weren't Yotze.
Sibur daven was. Had a Yalav Yavah that gives him a Tzibur, so you're not getting that Tzibur.
Says Ruben Yoinech.
If you weren't Yotze,
says Ruben Yoinech. Says Ruben Yoinech. You hear the Kasha? Everybody hears the Kasha? This Taisus, Maishla, the Taisus is a Pella. The Taisus is a Pella. Many of you have seen this Taisus. The Taisus is a Pella. Akiva, you hear why it's a Pella, Yehuda? Yehudi, hear why it's a Pella?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because L'chair, if I missed the Yalav Yav, I wasn't Yaitza.
Rebbe.
So what's he saying, Yaakov? What were you marviach? What I gained? The second Mayrv, I was Yaitza the Yud Ches. Not sure, I didn't fix up Yalav Yav, but I daven when I don't need a Yalav Yav, Yehuda. So what is Taisus saying? Ma marviach, what did you gain?
So what does Rebbe want? To be on the Beyond Meats instead. Please give me an ultimate suggestion so I understand what the question is.
What did the Gemara say?
What would you advise other than what Rebbe said? To do
yeah. Daven a second Shemon Esrei without Yalav Yavah. Mayrev. Yeah, because now it's a good Shemon Esrei. Right, it's a good Shemon Esrei. No, now I fixed up my Shemon Esrei. I did. I damned the good Shemon Esrei. I don't need Yalav Yavah.
Why not?
Because then when I davened. Yeah, but now I don't need a Yalav Yavah.
Rebbe, the word Tashlumen means you're feeling
a problem. Then, well, see, he shouldn't say Ma Marviach. He should say you can't say Yalav Yavah. Tyson's Lashon is what did you gain?
Yeah.
It's not what did I gain. I gained the good Shemon Esrei. Now. But not
Rebbe,
a good Shemon Esrei.
What
do you mean it's too late? I have a good Shemon Esrei now.
No, you need to say Yalav
Yavah. No, I don't. Not at night.
But at the day you do.
I'm making up the day, and now when I make it up at night, why not?
What does that mean?
It's great.
That
makes sense. Whenever you make up, no, because whenever I make up, no, I say the Shemon Esrei of then, and the Shemon Esrei of then doesn't need Yalav Yavah. So to say, what did you gain? I said the Shemon Esrei, which at this time is a good Shemon Esrei.
That's usually true. The problem is, I'm going from Rosh Chodesh to not Rosh Chodesh.
Sorry, right, too. I have to get a good Shemon Esrei. I don't need Yalav Yavah. Revezi, if you miss Yalav Yavah, it's a bad Shemon Esrei. What I need to get is not Yalav Yavah. I need to get a good Shemon Esrei. So I got a good Shemon Esrei. I need a good Shemon Esrei. If the Pashtus is, I'm going to say what you're right. If the Pashtus is that you're not Yaitse Shemon Esrei when you don't see Yalav Yavah, that's how simple Jews understand. So you ask them if you miss Yalav Yavah, it wasn't Yaitse Shemon Esrei. So what I need to make up is not Yalav Yavah. I need to make up a Shemon Esrei. Well, a Shemon Esrei now is a good Shemon Esrei. Unken Yalav Yavah. So what do you mean, Ma Marviach, what you gain? I gained a good Shemon Esrei as opposed to a bad one.
But I'm seeing from Taisus a different lum. Like you're assuming.
But it's hard to understand. That's this. I would assume the simplest lum this is.
I wouldn't assume anything.
That's what I would assume. But that's the Svara. Yeah, I'm allowed to. The Svara Pshutai is when I miss Yalav Yavah, it's a bad Shemon Esrei.
Weird looks.
So make it up. And now, Missy Yalav Yavah is not a bad Shemon Esrei.
What
you gain, you didn't say Yalav Yavah. I don't need Yalav Yavah, I need Shemon Esrei.
This is mad cool. Rebbe, what's Tyson coming
much
off
worse,
bro? Aaron, what do you hold? Right? If that's the, I saw the face. You made the face.
Yes. If you miss Minchan on Rosh Chodesh, you don't daven, not Yalav Yavah. Yalav Yavah, Pashas.
Thank you.
No, but Pashas, you say Tumayers. Let's say you didn't, you miss Minchan.
Tais agrees you say Tumayers. Ah, you don't have Yalav Yavah. Ah, very good. So Shloime asks. Shloime says, Evezi, I'll show you wrong. Let's say you miss Mincha on Rosh Chodesh. So Tysus agrees, you miss it entirely, you daven two Meirvs. Tysus doesn't say, you miss two Meirvs. And the second one counts, even though you missed the Alevi Yavai. So you see, not like you. You miss the Alevi Yavai. Teretz says, you don't need the Alevi Yavai. And it counts as your Rosh Chodesh davening. That's the Raya, not like you. If you miss entirely, Tysus clear. Tysus says, if you forget yet, he doesn't say if you miss. Let's say you missed entire Mincha on Rosh Chodesh. What do you do, Meiriv? Two Meirivs. I don't have a Yal V'Yavai.
So Mamar V'Yas? The answer, no problem.
Because I don't need a Yal V'Yavai.
But if you miss Rosh, but you daven when you miss Rosh Chodesh.
So then I did, wasn't Yaitse Shemoneh Esrei, so now daven without Yal V'Yavai, but it is a good Shemoneh Esrei.
There's a difference.
Why?
Because one, shmer. You didn't have Shemoneh Esrei, and one, you didn't have Yal V'Yavai.
Because I didn't have Yal V'Yavai, I have no Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Pashtos.
It seems like
so Reuven Yoin has a chiddush nifla. This is what Reuven is saying, pshat in Taisvis, that when you miss Yalav Yavai, it's not pshat, you weren't Yaitse Shemoneh Esrei. Now, are you daven again? You daven again, the need for Yalav Yavai, Yalav Yavai needs a Shemoneh Esrei, not Shemoneh Esrei needs a Yalav Yavai.
Say it again.
Say those words again. Not Shemoneh Esrei needs a Yalav Yavai, Yalav Yavai needs a Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei, you had a Shemoneh Esrei. There's a din Yalav Yavai, Yalav Yavai needs a Shemoneh Esrei. So I get to daven again. It's a pella to think this way. Because why do I get to daven again then? I have no right. I was Yaitzeh. So why are you davening again? Well, Yalav Yavai needs. Who said you have a right to you just daven as? The Pashtus is not like this. The Pashtus, if you miss Yalav Yavai, Shemoneh Esrei was bad, and that's how you could daven again. Reuven Yoina wants to say that it must be Taisvis held. That when you miss Yalav Yavai, Shemoneh Esrei was good, yes. And you daven again because your Yalav Yavai needs a Shemoneh Esrei. Now that's a chiddush nifla, then I'm allowed to just do that. I get Yalav Yavai needs a Shemoneh Esrei, but I was Yaitse Shemoneh Esrei. So yeah, that's a Tais hold. You're allowed to daven again. So the davening again was not to get a Shemoneh Esrei, it was to get a Yalav Yavai. So on that, Tais is saying, if you miss by Minchas Yalav Yavai, so why should you daven again? You already have a Shemoneh Esrei. All you're trying to get is Yalav Yavai, and you're not getting Yalav Yavai anyway. So it must be Tais held your chiddush nifla. There's a wild chiddush. You ask anybody, daven on Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yavai, not Yaitse Shemoneh Esrei. That's why you're daven again. Taisus held you were Yaitse Shemoneh Esrei. You know why you're daven again? Because you weren't Yaitse Yalav Yavai, and Yalav Yavai needs a Shemoneh Esrei. So then, Taisus makes sense. If you forget Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh by Mincha, why am I davening again just to get a Yalav Yavai? I'm not doing Yalav Yavai. And the Shemoneh Esrei, I was Yaitse already. That's what Taisus, that's what Manny is that. Dab, we're talking Shemoneh Esrei. So Shloime says, just say Yal. The answer is Yalav Yavai needs a Shemoneh Esrei.
Shemoneh Esrei doesn't need a Yalav Yavai.
No, Yalav Yavai needs a Shemoneh Esrei. Davening's Yalav Yavai needs a Shemoneh Esrei. Chazal instituted Yalav Yavai is not they said say Yalav Yavai in Shemoneh Esrei. They said Yalav Yavai needs a Shemoneh Esrei. Weird. It's a separate takana, but there was a takana of prayer of Yalav Yavai in the Shemoneh Esrei. Strange.
That's
like so not mistaken.
What?
Is that weird, Daddy?
It's weird.
If you benched after that,
it's gotta be there was something your yait said something. It's got to be something like that. Manny's not buying that if you were Yaitse Shemoneh Esrei, how are you making another one? Like, hello? What were you saying, Ali?
You benched that later on that day.
There's a separate takana. There's a damit tefillah. There's a tefillah Yalav Yavai. There's a tefillah Yalav Yavai. Yeah, there'll be a tefillah Yalav Yavai. Yeah, it's a Yal. It's a prayer Yalav Yavai. It's a different. That's what would come out.
Is it a move intentionally to forget it, you know? 19
Let's go!
Too loud.
Your Shemaine Esme doesn't need a Yalva Yalva. Yalva Yalva needs Shemaine Esme. Man, he's like unhappy with that.
That's when this will have a big conversation. Yeah.
If the chevra wanted to know, let's say I didn't know the laws, and he davens two Shemaine Esreis, and he thought the first one, mamish, happened to a guy in this space medrash by Mincha just now. He prayed to and he said, Rebbe, I did my shachos, can I do my makeup now? I'm like, oh no. Because your makeup's first. Is he still yaitzen? I see it, Danny. Is he still Yaitse? The guy did his, he did it backwards. La Lacha, you're supposed to first do the present, then you make up. First be present, then make up. First be present, then make up. So if a guy did it backwards, what's the Lacha? So listen to a Gemara. Gemara Chavav Medbez. The Gemara says, if a guy missed Mincha on Shabbos, so on Maitzei Shabbos, he should daven two. Which one should he say Havdalah in? The first one. Why?
Because be present.
Because first the present, then makeup. So he does the Meir of which with Havdalah, and the second one the makeup. Says the Gemara, let's say the guy did Havdalah in the second one. He messed up. He thought that I first make up, then he... Shlomo, you hear what this guy did? Guy missed Shabbos Mincha. He overslept. He comes in the middle of Rai Shapiro's darshaning. So he's going to daven two Meirivs. And he thinks you first do Mincha, then Meiriv. So he does a Meiriv. And in the second one, he says Abdullah.
Oh, no.
Say that? Says the Gemara.
Go for a third one, Esther.
Yeah, that's the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, Shniya also Rishonos. He's not Yaitse the first one, because he showed openly that the first one was Mencha.
Oh.
So says the Gemara, Rishonos also. He's not Yaitse the first one.
So this kid also.
Only once he said it.
She'enai klum.
He didn't ask it.
Is that right?
So he wasn't saying the makeup.
1 second. What'd you say?
Wasn't saying the makeup. It wasn't saying the.
So which ones he? Let's see Rashi. Which ones he not Yaitse? The Shniya he said Abdullah. So the second one's a Meiriv.
This Gemara said you have to show that it's not. So if you don't show it.
So he needs a third one.
Yeah, the second one.
The first one, he was doing a mincha first. He had no right. Now, it's not similar to this bacher because he did nothing different.
But he told you that.
What's the halacha? But he did nothing different.
I know. He said it outright.
It's not makiv, but he did something that's megal. Oh, see, let's say you open your desk. So what's the halacha?
I already davened shachris. Now
the guy told me. So what's the halacha?
By asking, he now.
What happens now? So he should daven too. What's the halacha?
You're jumping on the back of the mincha. It's doing the night.
Yeah.
Let's say a mishon, so it's mincha, and then once I open it, I do a mincha or something.
Yeah.
Then you should need
to add the das. It might be. Let's get that loch. I'm not sure. This just happened today. I don't want to remain an ignorant person. Let's find out. Days.
I have a question.
Let's get a kufches. Let's look up. I'm not sure, Abby. a guy had today.
Gentlemen, excuse us. Yes. Can we turn off the recording? There's a personal question here.
It's true. I know you said that we have
and
opinions, not to the extent of this. I'm not sure. I hear what you said. Let's see. I hear what you're Let's look up. Let's look up, Hebron.
Okay, then we'll get to the regular scheduling programming. But I do want to be now.
Is it a regularly scheduled program?
First, you deal with what you need to do now. Then you do the makeup. Debbie, is this like a Gershom Eliezer type chill? Like a
relationship? Why?
The Shane Shaney Eliezer Kill KLB.
No, 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 1 second.
Yeah, he did the wrong thing. Oh, wait, what's the case? What's the case? Tell me the case. What's the case?
He says if you makdim the tashlumen to the chayv, you're not yaitzah. The halach is if you do the wrong order, you're not yaitzah.
But if you bedas or only if you say that
out. Oh, listen to this. Let's see. He says, Harishaina's the chayv, the second's the meipah. Bim heipach, if you switched it around, lo yatzi yaday tefillah shi tashlumen. You have to daver it. If you had kavana, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. You got it wrong. If you had the wrong kavana, like this guy had today.
Even if he said nothing?
Let's see,
like
I think
month,
so.
Like I had a mind from Akhenaten.
Let's see. Pirush, listen to this, Chavri. Yes. Has no time. Pirush, shaya v'daitesh terishayna l'tashlumen. If you thought the first one was a makeup, la yatsa, the light tick the rabban shlom is man is askus betila chiyuvis. Like Manny said it, there's only makeup when you're doing your chiyuv. The light kaidem lachin. The mishmeru says v'yesh mifak begin like Rav Ezi Shlita. Some argue, say you don't have to daven unless you openly showed that the second l'shem chad l'shem tashlumen, like might say Shabbos. Le'inyan Dina, so the Mishnah Berurah is Mesupik. Let's say you didn't openly show it. You didn't openly show it. So Le'inyan Dina, he brings from the Pricha the Supreme Gadim that you go like the Mechaber, that you're not Yaitzah. Umikol Makam Toiv Yaitzah, when you dive in the third one, should make it tonight. And if I'm not Mechoyev, it should be a Taras Nedava. So he brings a shayla on this. Lemaisa, this guy today might not have been Yaitzah's first one.
No, it's worse than the
might not.
Because he said, I know he said, but I'm not sure it matters because it wasn't a gilui das mitoich the tefillah. It has to be like you show in the prayer.
Yes. Well, how do you show that in the prayer?
What?
How would you ever show that? There's only like one case here where you can possibly
what do you mean?
Show
that.
Can I ask you a cool shayla? You want to hear a cool shayla? A guy misses Meiriv. Shemshala, a guy misses Meiriv on Maitzeh Shabbos, and he's davening two shachrises. Reuven Yaini, you'll like this, Shaila. A guy misses Meiriv, Maitzeh Shabbos. He listens to Rai Shapiro and he gets neshtoim, and the rest of the night he's contemplating. And then in the morning he was in daven Meiriv. He was so busy in Rai Shapiro's raid. So now he's davening two shachrises. Which one should he say Abdullah in?
First.
The first one is Shachris, the second one's not a... No, he did Abdullah. He didn't do the Dalla in...
Did he do another Abdullah already there, Abdullah?
The Avdallah of Tefillah. Which one should he do the Avdallah in, Daniel? That's a big shaila. So Daniel says the second, because do it in the Ma'ariv. Others taina that Avdallah is not a din in Ma'ariv, it's a din in the first Shemoneh Esrei after Shabbos. And since your Shach's the first, do Avdallah in the first.
It's only a din in that if...
It's not a din in Ma'ariv, it's a din in the first Shemoneh Esrei. You still yikes.
Why is it a din? Why is it a din in the first Shemoneh Esrei?
Maybe, that's not luck.
Why?
Because Abdullah, after Shabbos, you should do Abdullah. It wasn't a din in your Ma'ariv.
Right after Shabbos?
That's a big shaila. Okay, now you're up to, you didn't do it yet, so the first Shemoneh Esrei, that's a good shaila. That's a very geshmaka shaila. If a guy misses Ma'ariv Maitzeh Shabbos davening, two davenings in the morning, which one should have Abdullah? Should it be in his first, because the first is the first Shemoneh Esrei after Shabbos? Or should he do it in the second, because the second's the makeup for Ma'ariv? Is the din Abdullah in Shemoneh Esrei a din in Ma'ariv or a din in the first Shemoneh Esrei after Shabbos? Great shaila, Yehuda. What do you say on that?
In the first one.
Saying the verse is not a din in Ma'ariv. You said there's no vert that Ma'ariv has Abdullah. The first Shemoneh Esrei Shabbos, it happens to be, it's usually Ma'ariv. You miss Ma'ariv, so do Abdullah and Shachris, and it's a very funny time. It comes out, you're doing Abdullah there in Shachris, not because it's the makeup. You should speak it out. I'm davening Shachris, remember, first to do the, but I'm going to do Abdullah because the first davening after Shabbos, it's not because the makeup.
Just like,
so I would do Abdullah in the Shachris, and then I would do. Yes. Because I didn't do Abdullah. I needed to do Abdullah and Tefillah. They made a takon Abdullah and Tefillah. Rebezi, they want to know if you did Abdullah already, do you still do it in Tefillah? If you're ready, did Abdullah? The answer is yes. They were masakin. The guy heard Abdullah first. It's happened to me. I had to run out. A guy had to do Abdullah and Davin Ma'ariv later, so he still says Abdullah and Shemoneh Esrei. That's a good question. That's a good question. But they made such a takana. Well, yeah. No, but it makes sense to do it. They were masakin it in tefillah. Yeah, it's not a din in Ma'ariv. You hear that, Avi? People tighten it.
Rabbi Shlomo is asking, just like when you miss Friday Mincha, you do two Shabbos Ma'ariv. So you miss Ma'ariv.
Because Abdullah's not a din in Maitzeh Shabbos. You need Abdullah, you do Abdullah till Tuesday. And they were Misakin Abdullah and Tefillah also. See, if you learn they weren't Misakin at any Tefillah, they said Ma'ariv should have Abdullah, you'd be right. Was it Ma'ariv should have Abdullah or Tefillah? Pashtus Tefillah. There should be Abdullah and Tefillah also. That's the Takana. Now, which Shemoneh, the first one after Shabbos. If your first one's a Shachris, I would do Abdullah the first Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah.
Then it's not identical.
Even though my second one's my Ma'ariv. Because there was no din. But you better speak that as could confuse the brains out of people. A guy does two in the morning and he does Abdullah in the first and second. He has to remember, my first one's Shachris. My second one's Ma'ariv. The reason I'm doing it all first, because my first davening after Shabbos. Interesting, right? Okay, so we know something now. Chevre Lemaisa. Please, if everybody can know that when you do the makeup, your first is the Shemoneh Esrei. The lumdus in the Paiskim, and Manny said this, is while you're davening, you get to do a makeup. But you have to be davening. So you do the present prayer and you get a makeup then. The first one is present. You mishach, you daven two davenings, daven the first is mincha, then a makeup. If a guy has in mind the wrong one, l'halacha, he should do a third Shemoneh Esrei.
Which one is he repeating for?
Take,
is
which,
he repeating
what case?
For the one of that he
misses Shachris.
He missed Shachris.
Oh, so his makeup was bad.
His makeup one was bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah, present was good. Yeah, present was fine. Present was good. If a guy does two Shemoneses and threw it, like a guy happened in this space Medrash today, a guy did his first one, he said, Rabbi, I did Shachris, now I'm ready for Mincha. I was like, oh, no. You have to daven Mincha, your first one, and then you get a Shachris. That he had in mind the wrong one. It's a Machloikis. The Mechaber says you're not Yaitzah the makeup. He was Yaitzah's Mincha. Now, so then what he should do, daven mincha, and then do the makeup. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, have in mind, tefillas nedava. The bottom line is that you do the makeup first. You do the real one first, and the makeup second. Please remember that.
If you make a break in time, you still make it up, too.
What?
If you pause, you still make it up.
That's a good shayla. Yeah, you should do it, b'shas. What were you saying?
If you miss mincha, myrif, and shachas,
you can't make up the one before. You only get, yeah, you only get the latest one. Shemon Esrei, first one chakras, and then the second one is Mayur.
You shouldn't have another Shemon Esrei after davening. During
you should. Some you say Ashrei in between. Say some Psukim in between.
Do a
Var Menigan.
What?
Avi, Dan, you hear the halacha?
Shema's good. Shema's good. Also good.
Wait, so all the, yeah, Taka. No, that's what I'm going to do. Mincha and Shabbat. I'm going to down to Shema and all those things after the first one.
Again, give me.
In other words, I want to down Mincha and then Shabbat, right? Like Rebbe, like the Rebbe Shlita, the new go of the Shabbat, so just said that. First down Mincha and then Shabbat. So should I do like all the Pesukim and Shema, or Shema, let's say, and
anything? No, I don't think so. No, he does his mincha, and then he says, some say Ashrei before, some give an Ashrei. He should do something between. What should he do between, Revezi? Do you remember? What should he do between? What should he do? Ashrei? Kofkes, let's look it up. Revezi remembers, he doesn't want to say.
Yes. So that would be a huge Konami. That would be a tremendous gila, which is called Rebbe. That would be a huge difference between Nusach Hashem and Sukkot. Wow. I didn't even raise it because I didn't think it was any different.
Well, Sim Shalom and Shalom Rav. Either way, you're doing whatever you're doing twice.
Night. Because let's say I'm going to get up, I'm going to do Sim Shalom in my first Esrei. Clearly, I was davening chakras.
But you're never supposed to do that with Tashin.
Why?
You do the mincha twice. Just like you do this Friday mincha, you do two shots as well.
I don't do this.
La Lacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should not be mafsik in anything else between these two davenings. He says, "Vafilu belimudas, so don't learn Torah." Because the tefillah, the makeup should be while you're still doing the chiyuvis. He says if you listen to Chazar Sashatz, it's fine. That's called part of the tefillah.
Can Chazar Sashatz be your tashlumin? Can you like say
Malachi? Then he says to say Ashrei. He says. He says after Shmona Esrei, say Ashrei and then daven the Tashlum of Meir. Say Ashrei, Mechaber says. Because you're supposed to do Tfilas Tashlum with Divrei Tanchum Shel Torah.
But either way, this way you're only getting two.
Say Ashrei. So if you're davening two Shachrises, first one Shachris, second one Meir, say Ashrei first. If you're davening mincha too, also say Ashrei again. He says it's only l'chatchila, but if you just daven two Shemoneh Esreis, you're yaitza also. You should say an Ashrei, yeah. So he says l'chatchila, you should say an Ashrei between the two Shemoneh Esreis, but the Yevit, if you just did back to back, you're yaitza.
The makeup is only when you were in Inus. You talk about that, but that's like right. Really.